Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Charlie Batch, good morning, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good morning to you.
Hey, did you already go out and do your shopping now that the rush is on for Black Friday?
Absolutely. I went right on the couch, laid down, popped up my laptop, and started shopping. So, yes, essentially, I was out there with everybody else.
Hey, did you enjoy your Thanksgiving feast yesterday?
It was good. It really was. We had family and friends over. My wife did her thing in the kitchen. And literally, we had probably close to 50 people here.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That is tremendous. What's your favorite dish?
Mine is mac and cheese. Oh. I mean, it's one of our favorite dishes. So, now let me clarify. It wasn't 50 people all at the same time. So I just want to make sure, especially where we're in this pandemic. So it's just sure as people were rotating through.
You had the batch buffet line going.
Exactly. So we had people, we wanted to be respectful of everybody. So, when it came to that point, so you want to make sure everybody had their distance and we didn't have everybody kind of crowding in the same place.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to clarify that.
We get it. It's family. We get it. It's no problem. Nobody's gonna be mad at you, Charlie. Hey, big game on Sunday, 1 o'clock in Cincinnati, round two for the Steelers-Bengals. Bengals took the first one. What was it, 24-10 in September? So, are they gonna come into this game a little bit? They're up there fighting the Ravens for the top spot in the AFC North, but are the Bengals a little bit relieved that they already beat the Steelers once? And the Steelers have a shot?
Yeah, I think when you get to that point, and the Bengals season, anytime they can split with the Steelers, that's a probably successful year for them. But I think right now, when you look at what's going on with the Steelers, they know they need this is a must-win game, and they need it, only because they can't afford another division loss, especially when you still have to face the Ravens twice, and especially when it comes to tiebreakers. If you lose to Cincinnati twice, obviously that puts you a little further up behind. So it's just it's critical for them, and this is a big three-game stretch for the Steelers, and it starts here this week with the Bengals.
Yeah, and what about the defense? Last week, a lot of trouble, overpowered by the Chargers in Los Angeles, but what's the status with T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Joe Hayden? Are they all back and ready to go?
Yeah, well, Minkah for sure. They activated him off the COVID list. He should be ready to go this week. TJ and Joe Hayden, those guys are still a work in progress. They're still 2 days away from having that decision made. So I think that decision ultimately would play out as a game time, this true game time decision, as they go through that pre-game. And then, of course, 2 hours before the game, that inactive list will come out. So we'll all be paying attention to that.
Yeah, that's that 2 hours before the game is when the mad rush is on. You talk about Black Friday shopping and all the deals people outrun and trying to get the stores. Everybody's on the Parx Casino Sportsbook app 2 hours before kickoff because of that news comes out. Everybody jumps on there.
Yeah.
It starts going. So the Bengals are favored. Weather shouldn't be an issue, should it?
Well, of course, it's always going to be cold, but the wind is the what's bother. That's the only concern when you're heading into those particular games, because you never know what happens on game day. The winds could be swirling. But either way, it'll be one of those mid-30 games that everybody's paying attention to is now as we get to this point of the season. But it's surprising when you think about when you said that the Bengals are favorites in this game, and I don't think we've heard that in a long time around here. So I think this is a game that the Steelers have to prove. And think about that one point at the end of that Steelers game. Remember earlier in the year, Tyler Boyd, he came out and said the Steelers quit.
yes,
and didn't want to finish that game. So that's going to be motivation that Mike Tomlin is going to add the fuel to the fire to say, remember what they said about you last time. Let's go out here and handle your business.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know what? I meant to remember that, but I forgot about it today. You're right. Tyler Boyd from Clareton put that up there. And how important is that? I mean, does it change any atmosphere in the locker room, or is it just one of those things? Is it just extra motivation? Because it's not going to change their work ethic, right?
No, it's not going to change the work ethic, but it definitely is motivation because, you know, he's talking specifically, you know, about that defense and saying, remember, look what we did to you at the end of that game. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, there's more motivation for the Steelers, but also if you're on the other side for the Bengals, you say, remember, Tyler Boyd, you better back it up because now you knew we had to play them again. So let's see what now you can do as far as elevating your game and having a huge game against the Steelers. So I'm paying attention to that storyline.
Okay, so that's the matchup to watch. Who are they going to put on Tyler Boyd this time?
That's the interesting question right now because, you know, a lot of it comes down to whether Joe Hayden is healthy or not. And if he is, you know, it changes the scenario. But if he's not, I expect Cam Sutton to kind of be that guy to now possibly work inside and out. But it's going to be tough. But the key ultimately is putting pressure on the quarterback, and that's why we're hopeful that T.J. Watt is able to get back this week.
Okay, Steelers 5-4-1, Bengals 6-4. What about the offense? Is the key to the offense still Najee Harris, or is Ben Roethlisberger going to be extra fired up for this one? Because the Bengals haven't swept the Steelers since 2009, I think.
No, I agree with that. And I think whenever you, you know, this offense right now goes to Najee Harris, and everybody understands that. But if you heard the talk this week, you know, whether you're preparing for Thanksgiving, you heard Ben Roethlisberger talk about wanting to possibly go a little bit more no huddle. And if that's the case, then it's going to be interesting to see how Ben continues to use Najee. But I love the fact that they're using that little up-tempo and they can build on what happened in that Chargers game because anytime you score points in the manner that they did in the fourth quarter, you got to say, if we could do it in the fourth quarter, we now need to do it in the previous three quarters. So maybe there's more points this week. I don't know.
Okay. And earlier this week, the NFL announced that Hines Ward under consideration for the sixth straight year. He's a semifinal, one of the 26 semifinalists for enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But there's an issue there. There's five other wide receivers up for the honor. Does that make his road a little tougher?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I thought last year he had his best opportunity to get in, which he didn't. And then you add, you know, the Steve Smiths, the Andre Johnson from Houston. Then you still have Torrey Holt out there. Their numbers are a little bit better than Hines Ward's at this point. Now, granted, Hines does have the Super Bowl ring that, you know, elevates his resume, but I just think it's tough because right now, when you look at these voters, the majority of them are voting based off the numbers, not necessarily the Super Bowl ring. So I think it's going to be a tough challenge for Hines this year.
Yeah, that's unfortunate numbers, but that attitude that Hines Ward brought to the game, he changed that position in a lot of ways because of his attitude and his toughness. He was unbelievable.
Absolutely, he was. And I think, you know, he's one of those, you know, rare breeds when you look back to say, hey, well, you got to look at him and based off the era that he played in and the numbers that he was producing in. Because at that time, if you think about it, if you go back to 2004, Hines had a monster year, but yet we were running the ball 60% of the time.
You're right.
So for him to have those particular numbers, I think voters need to look at the depth of each resume, and hopefully they do that. And, you know, and if that's the case, at some point, Hines hopefully gets into the Hall of Fame because he definitely deserves it.
Yeah, we wish Hines Ward a lot of luck there. And who didn't make the cut? Heath Miller, Casey Hampton, Hardy Nickerson, and Gary Anderson did not make the cut this year. Maybe next year, right?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, but, you know, the bias against the Steelers is the fact that when these voters are all voting, they're saying, oh, there's too many of you guys. We can't continue to put you guys into the Hall of Fame. So I just think that right there, some people need to take the bias out of it. And just,
yeah,
based off the numbers and regardless of who they play for, if their numbers are there, they should be voted in the Hall of Fame. And unfortunately, that's not the case right now.
Yeah, they're discriminating against greatness in our region,
yeah,
and our team.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Charlie Batch, thank you very much. Nobody does it better than you. I mean, really, honestly, you're an amazing guest, and I truly appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there again.
Thank you, Charlie. Charlie Batch, brought to you by Parks Casino Sportsbook, the home team based right here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code KDKA. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.